Aren't we so fortunate to have singers and musicians? Let me just add to the welcome you've received and to say to those who I won't see, perhaps on Christmas Eve because you might be travelling away, Hanlie and I wish you a wonderfully blessed Christmas as we think about the true meaning of it and a wonderful 2015. Christmas is the time for giving. And I think that there, I'm sure some of you will agree with me that there's no greater gift you could give at Christmas time than a book or a Bible. So this is going to be your last opportunity to go to Augustine Book Room. And wow, the Bible that Jock has given me is the Busy Moms Bible. Do any of us know Busy Moms? Well, we do. So this might be a good gift. If you haven't, young people, if you haven't already bought a gift for your mom who does so much for you, there's a good gift to give. Well, turn with me to Matthew chapter 2. As Clive said, we're looking at Matthew chapter 2. And over the Advent period, we've been looking at different Christmas personalities. We looked at old Zechariah in the temple. Last Sunday, we looked at Mary, who despite her youthfulness and the fact that she couldn't read, went very deep with God. And I want us to look today away from the Gospel of Luke to the Gospel of Matthew, which was really written to a Jewish audience, but right in the first few chapters, we read about some people who were not Jewish who sought the Lord Jesus Christ. Well-known story, the Magi who visit the Messiah. So reading chapter 2 and from verse 1 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." But we know that was a lie because of what was read to us earlier on. And after they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. And on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down